The gospel reading today is we hear the Sermon on the Plain, as it is called, from St. Luke's Gospel, as our Lord prepares to speak the Beatitudes. It's interesting as he comes down and there are crowds of people that are looking for him and they just want to touch him because power went out and he healed everybody that needed healing and all these things that we're told about. And then the Lord begins to speak. And he talks about those who are poor being blessed and those who weep that are blessed. And most importantly, when people ridicule you, when they pronounce you as evil because of me, the setting doesn't seem to lend itself to that. They're all fawning over him. Throngs of people are coming and seeking healing and whatnot. And he says, blessed are you when they hate you because of me, when they think you're evil because of me. It doesn't seem to make any sense given the context. But in fact, it makes perfect sense. Because what you have are a bunch of people who, with very good reason, want to be healed. And yet at the same time, they were seeking the Lord only for what they could get. They didn't love him, but they just saw a way of having what their problems were being lifted. We all want our problems lifted, and that's a good thing. But we don't want to be selfish. And so the Lord is looking at these things and saying, all right, let's look at our human selfishness. Those who are poor in spirit, doesn't matter how much money someone has, they can be very rich, but they can still be poor in spirit, meaning they don't care. They're detached. Doesn't matter. They're not interested in the money. That's not what their life is all about. It's not about material things. It's not about the money. That's not what their interest is in. Blessed are those who weep. Doesn't mean that if you're depressed and crying that somehow you're blessed, but rather the weeping over what's going on in the world, the sins, the loss of souls, if we're grieved by the offenses against the Lord. In other words, once again, it's not about the selfishness. Look at our society. We have people who are reveling in what's going on. They're not grieving about the fact that this has become just a horribly immoral society. They're rejoicing in it. They think this is good. I don't know how anybody could think that way, but there are thousands of people who are doing that. And that's where we have to be able to recognize the grace of God at work. If you can see that what's going on is evil, and if you can reject what's going on because it's evil, rather than finding a way to compromise with it, rather than rejoicing in how wonderful it is that we can do these horrible things. And of course, if you're going to be doing that and you're cooperating with the grace of God, you're the one who becomes evil. You're the one who's the problem. You're one of those conspiracy theorists who are causing trouble for everybody else and blah, 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 and on and on and on they go. Blessed are you when they hate you, when they speak evil against you because of me. If what we're seeking is the truth in Christ, and that's exactly what we heard in the first reading, that the souls that are the just, they're in the Lord. They're blessed in God. Their recompense is in God. They're seeking the Lord. They're seeking the good of souls. It's not just merely an objective statement that what's going on is evil, which it is, but it's the loss of souls. Are we grieved by the loss of souls, or do we just go, oh, well, it's their choice. Who cares? They want to go to hell. Let them go. What a horrible attitude if that's what we've got. Imagine if the Lord looked at us that way and wasn't grieved by what we're doing to him and to ourselves. So is our recompense in the Lord? Is our focus on the Lord? If people think that we're evil, is it because of the Lord? Those are the things that we have to look at, because again, just living in poverty by itself isn't a blessing. Just crying isn't a blessing. And being thought to be evil and having people hate you by itself isn't a blessing. But it's the other part that the Lord puts on it. So blessed are you when they do these things because of me. If they hate you because of your faith in Jesus, because of the charity that you have for these people who are hurting themselves, blessed are you. If you just go out and you're an obnoxious jerk and people hate you because you're obnoxious, well, you brought that on yourself. You deserve it. But if you're looking at it the other way and saying, no, I just want to love these people. I want their salvation. I want what's best for them. And they don't like that. Then blessed are you. That's what the Lord is getting at. And so as he is there in that setting, he's recognizing the selfishness. And that's what he's calling us away from. If we're going to keep our focus on God, then it's to keep the focus off of ourselves. And it's to strive against the selfishness, to be able to live for God, so that when we die, our recompense is in the Lord.